I didn't arrive there with my camera. I arrived in Harlem Ville originally to see a friend, and that's how it began, and I kept returning and returning for visits. The place is so charming and feels so very different in a funny way that it soon became apparent that I wanted to photograph it. It started one day when I was swimming in the local pond, which is where everyone swims in the summer, and I met a lad who came walking over the hill who'd been up at a survival camp up in the woods where they'd been sleeping out and under the stars and catching rabbits and covering themselves in mud for camouflage and using sort of Native American survival techniques combined with Steiner's philosophy of the child being at one with nature to learn as much about themselves as about the environment in which they find themselves. The children of Harlem Ville are incredibly comfortable in the nature, in the countryside, because they don't seem to fear it in the same way that other children I have met who live in cities, because they're always brought up very much responding to it.